Welcome back to another episode of What's Up Welland. And if you've forgotten, the city adopted a community trail strategy earlier this year. And at this point, as we reach, what month are we in? August? September? No, we're in August.
We're still August.
Still August. Okay, things are going quick. We've reached phase one of that strategy's implementation. And we've got Rob Axiak, Director of Community Services, to talk about what phase one of the community trail strategy implementation looks like.
I mean, he gave us a great glimpse a couple months ago as to what the trail strategy is about, that we get to now look forward to that first, implementing that first phase. I think that's a great conversation ahead. It's sure to be a great conversation ahead. So let's get to hearing what Rob has to say about this trails connection. So joining us today on the heels of another recent episode is Rob Axiak, Director of Community Services. This time we get to talk about our North Welland Trails connection. So Rob, thanks for quickly coming back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with the simple one. What is the North Welland Trails connection?
It's great. So the North Welland Trails connection is really just the first phase of the overall community trail strategy. So the community trail strategy was a council adopted community trail strategy that was implemented in January of 2022. Part of that is that we were looking to find a way to implement phase one. So a part of that particular time that we were at council, we talked about potentially applying for some community grants as well to see what was out there so that we can get, you know, kind of kickstart this and get this off the ground. So we were successful with a grant application from the federal government, which is great. So then we moved forward with this particular plan, which is the North Welland Community Trails. So this is just basically a series of trail connections in the north end of Welland.
So for people who maybe geographically can't picture the north side of Welland, what area, what would be a good landmark for them to kind of think about, or what areas are we talking about when we say North Welland?
Sure. So there's two kind of main areas. One is the Hilda Street trail connection that we're focused on. And the larger one that's up in that area is what we call North Welland, or the Niagara College trail connection. So this is the one where we're looking to make connections of the trail system that go all the way from Niagara College all the way through to the recreational canal, once that new development is also built in the Northern Reach area.
So you mentioned this is kind of phase one of the community trails strategy. Was North Welland, was that area always going to be first, or was it just kind of a, we got to start somewhere and this is how the dice landed?
Yeah, so when we were looking for the grant to apply for, this particular grant was really focused on active transportation. So we really wanted to make sure active transportation was at the forefront of our grant application. And because there's a college that's up there in that particular part of town, that seemed to be the one where the federal government seemed to be most interested in. We did apply for a series of them throughout the city. There was them all north and south throughout the city, and they chose the north one to be able to give us this grant for.
So with the community trail strategy overall, I mean, really it's about access, right? It's about providing access for the community to get from point A to B all the way to Z, or Z, I guess I should say, as a good Canadian. Talk to us about access and the importance of it, and the community trail strategy, this first phase, just everything that is encompassed within it. What really drives the importance of access?
Yeah, so access to a trail is truly fundamental for people in our community. It's like access to a park or green space. Everyone should have access to it. And It's physical access. It's being able to find a trail, get onto that trail, have it take you from point A to point B type of thing. It's also to make sure that the trail is set up in such a way where, you know, with people with different mobility concerns might be able to still access that particular trail. So we're trying to think of this from a variety of different lenses. But we want to make sure that the public has access to green space, and part of that green space is trails.
Now, when you say green space, is this a trail system that is accessible year-round? Is there a maintenance component when the weather starts to turn, when we get into those, dare I say, winter months? Is this an accessible trail 12 months of the year, or are there points in the year where it won't be heavily trafficked or heavily used?
Yeah, so we have active transportation portions of our whole trail system currently. And when I say active transportation, that means that we do take a lens of making sure that they are cleared during winter months. And so there are certain specific sections of our whole trail system that have that. These may be ones that we decide to put into our active trails network in the future. At the present time, we are looking to potentially consider them to be more of a limestone type mix. So that might be not what we would be doing out of the gate in terms of actually having them maintained in the winter months. That doesn't mean people can't use them. It just means that there's no winter maintenance on certain trails. So it really will depend in terms of their use, their functionality, and then we'll bring things to council to say, hey, we want to include this or not as part of our active trails network to have it cleared.
So as this project is moving forward, undoubtedly there are questions. With questions come concerns, and concerns lead to misconceptions and misunderstandings. If this is that opportunity to clear up anything that has presented as it's communicated one way, but the reality is different, what are some of those misconceptions that you can very easily clear up?
Yeah, so some of the misconceptions that are out there is that, you know, we're looking to, you know, put trails on people's property. No, we're not looking to put trails on any type of residential property by any means. That's definitely one of them. We are looking to ensure that people do have access to trails. So we do focus a lot of our efforts on publicly available land. That means land that's owned by the city. So that we could then put potentially a trail on that parcel of land. So as part of that whole process, there would be communication, there would be public engagement. We'd want to talk to the residents, we'd want to talk to the neighborhoods. And that's what we're currently going through right now with the North Welland project, the trails project. We are now beginning to talk to the community to identify what their thoughts are, their ideas, any concerns that they might have, so that we can make sure that we are building an appropriate trail for the proper use.
So with that, when you say, you know, you're speaking with the community and finding out, you know, what they want, is it kind of like what they want, or is it more, here's what we're thinking, how does that feel to you? So for example, you know, we're thinking of that more limestone type material for the pathway, but they're thinking, well, no, I want something totally paved so that it can be, you know, accessible all year round. Are those the conversations that are being had during the public kind of engagement, or is it, you know, here's what we're bringing. We want to make sure that there's no major issues with it. What's the balance there?
Yeah, so it's engagement, but we aren't starting with a clean piece of paper, a white piece of paper. We are coming into this engagement with some of our conceptual plans. Information is posted on our website. It gives people an idea of what we're looking to do. We want people to look at that information and say, hey, I think that works, or I think it could be better if we did this, or if you considered that. We want to hear some of these ideas from the community. So it's nothing set in stone at this point. We are looking to make sure that we are hearing ideas from the community. These pathways that we do have, you know, again, there's maps that are online that people could look and identify. You know, if they feel that something should be lit, or if something should be paved versus limestone, yes, we do want to hear what the community has to say.
Beyond hearing what the community has to say, I believe it was one of our first conversations with you. You referred to, I believe it was talking about the community trail strategy. You referred to our trails as sort of that backbone of our city, and that it connects in it. There's so many offshoots of it, maybe skeleton, I don't remember, something to that effect. So you're getting some input from the community, but if Welland is shaping itself as the trails hub of Niagara, do you look outside of the city as well to see what other areas, either in Niagara or outside of Niagara, how they have handled trails? And do you take some inspiration from external, or are these types of projects very internally driven as far as the ideas, what benefits, what works?
Yeah, so it's a great question. And I think that's part of what needs to kind of come out in all of this. It's that the trail system is for our residents, but it's also to invite people into our community. So we want to make sure that trail connections are had amongst all the communities that are surrounding us. So, and that people, once they get to our community, have destinations to get through. So we're looking at if people can come in from Pelham, from Port Colborne, wherever the case is, that there is a connection point into Welland, and that Welland trail system takes them somewhere. And that could be take them to our downtown or take them to different shopping establishments, things like that, that people need to kind of come and go and get to certain locations. That's what makes it a bit of an active transportation system overall, so that we're thinking of this in terms of moving people around from community to community, from neighborhood to neighborhood, in the most efficient way possible.
So, Rob, you mentioned something earlier just about in terms of what people might provide you with when it comes to that public engagement. And one of the examples you provided was lighting, which triggered a thought to something different. But maybe people are thinking along the same lines. So this is a different project than the Love My Park projects that have been going on, right? Even though part of the Love My Park project could be, we need a trail going through this green space or this park. This is separate from that, correct?
Correct. Love My Park is very, it's an engagement session that we are looking, that we've hosted in different communities that really just focuses on the actual park that they've selected. And then for us to go in there and just to hear them about how they use their park, what they want to see in their park, a number of things. So it's really park focused, and it's really open kind of communication and engagement with them. The trails strategy, or the North Trail project that we're going forward with, is a proposed trail system that's already been drawn out. There's something for people to work from, right? So they can see what we've done, see what we've kind of planned to date, and then start to make some comment or edit or concern or whatever they want to bring forward related to what we've proposed to date.
So phase one starts in North Welland. Do we know what phase two looks like yet, or are we too early in the game to realize or kind of talk about what that next step might look like?
Well, yeah, sure. Next step will be phase two, but where that is, we don't know. So that could be anywhere. What I have told council at the original report is when we start to bring different phases forward, we would be actively looking for grant funding to help us with this project. So that grant funding will help determine what those next phases will look like.
We've covered a lot of ground with regards to this project. Is there anything we haven't talked on? Is there anything that you can use this opportunity to clarify, dig in on, share information about? Or have we really run the gamut on what this trails project is?
Yeah. So again, I think just to reiterate, the trails project itself is really coming up with a fully connected and continuous trail system that connects our communities and our neighborhoods throughout the city. So it's an important piece for people to be able to move around our city and enjoy green space for which they should have access to.
Well, Rob, thank you for bringing so much awareness of the trails connection and just how these paths, movement through our city, is going to continue to evolve and help us. So thanks so much for coming back.
Thank you.
This was another great conversation with Rob about, in this case, the trails connection. In general, just getting that awareness of how the city of Welland is growing, changing, and putting pieces in place to address the needs of our community. I got a kick out of learning that the community trail strategy was that overall plan, but now we actually get to see some implementation, this being the first phase, this being driven by some federal grants. And it was nice, as Mark, you had asked him, why North Welland, why now? To understand that being an area of the city that is going to develop significantly, it's getting that connectivity from there down to our recreational waterway. And fascinating conversation, fantastic conversation, and a lot to look forward to as the city of Welland changes for our recreational and, I guess, outdoor well-being and benefit.
Yeah, no, I mean, like Rob said, it's all about accessibility and connectivity throughout the city. And this is phase one of however many phases it will take to kind of bring that entire strategy to life. For anybody who is following along the project, especially those in North Welland, where you know, some of the public engagement is taking place right now, we do have an Engage Welland page set up for this particular phase. So make sure to definitely check that out and follow along with the project as it unfolds. But just in general, you know, kind of stay up to date with what's happening with this trail strategy. And as we move forward, we'll continue to share news, updates, and information about it. And we need to have Rob or somebody from the community services team back on for another round of phase one, or when we hit phase two, we'll make sure to do that. So as always, you can check out past episodes at engagewelland.ca/podcast. You can also leave us comments, suggestions, ideas for future episodes. Or if you just, you know, want to say something nice to us, we're always happy to hear a nice comment too. So feel free to drop us a line there, and we will catch you next time on What's Up Welland.